60 degrees at 717 in Altoona. It's WRTA Mornings with President and CEO of Laird Chamber of Commerce, Joe Hurd. Good morning, Joe. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Excellent. How about you?
Oh, good. And Referee Rich on board as well. And a lot of things we can get to here, Joe. But first of all, I guess Thursday's the monthly breakfast. Can you tell us what's going on then?
Yeah. We kind of have a little unusual situation in that the monthly breakfast will start at noon.
Ooh, that's a late breakfast.
Encouraging everybody to sleep until 11:30 and then just let's, come out for breakfast.
Let's declare Thursday National Sleep In till noonday or something.
That would be fine.
Okay.
I think we get a lot of support for that. But now we actually have moved our monthly breakfast to noon as a luncheon instead to accommodate a speaker that we're very excited to have come in and talk to us about a topic that all too many times in Blair County kind of, I think, goes unnoticed and unappreciated. Russell Redding, who is the
Secretary of Agriculture, right?
Yes. I figured that you might know that.
By the way, I know we are not of the same political stripe, but he really is a gentleman and a good guy. So I can say that in a spirit of bipartisanship.
I've heard that. Many good things about some of the things he's done in agriculture during his tenure. And because October is Farm City Month, our Farm City Committee that puts together promotional programs to let people know of the importance of our county's number one industry, which is agriculture, was looking for someone to come in and be a little bit of a dynamic speaker and talk about how important to our economy agriculture is and speak mostly to the people in the non-agricultural areas of our county who don't really have, a good understanding of that.
Yeah, that's great. And again, he's a really good guy. I think of all the cabinet folks that Governor Wolf has picked, he's clearly the best and maybe the only one that's still around. They seem to get in trouble or otherwise run off somewhere or move around. Secretary Redding's been there really, I think, from when Governor Wolf first took office, and he really commands the respect of both sides of the aisle. And agriculture, not just number one in Blair County, but I think still number one industry in our Commonwealth, right?
It is. And we were very fortunate that when we were still looking for a breakfast speaker for October, State Representative Jim Gregory reached out to me and said that Secretary Redding was coming in to a breakfast that he was doing that same day, ironically. And so rather than competing head-to-head with Jim and his speaker, Jim suggested that he would reach out to the secretary and see if he would stay around not only for a breakfast speech, but for a luncheon speech. And the secretary agreed to do that. So I think we have probably a little different audiences. Jim's breakfast will be mostly people from the ag community. I would imagine most of ours will be kind of a mix, and we're trying to always recruit people to our events based on what we feel they can possibly gain from some information that they might not ordinarily hear. So
yeah, and people always have to remember, we talk about the ag industry, or we talk about the digital industry, or we talk this and that industry, and the fact is they're they're part of a common scene. You know, the economy is the economy, and they're all playing parts, and they all interact with one another. So it's it'll be a great opportunity on Thursday at noon. I guess at the casino, right?
Yes, it is.
And you can get a place there, folks. Members get a discount, but what are the fees for the?
We kept them the same cost as the breakfast ordinarily is, $20 for chamber members. And $30 for non-members, and the luncheon is going to cost us a little bit more than the breakfast ordinarily does. But we felt that this was something that that was a good thing for us to be able to do.
And the luncheons get a spot. Who's sponsoring from the chamber this event on Thursday?
Actually, it's Del Grosso, the families of Del Grosso Foods.
Very nice. They interact with the agriculture community.
Yeah, they sure do. And in fact, early November, we have a Farm City dinner that we do every year where we present the Agricultural Community Excellence Award to an individual or a farm family from Blair County. And Joe Del Grosso and Amy Markle are going to be the speakers at that event, which is usually a turkey dinner event, but this year, somehow, we're having lasagna.
Ooh.
So it's going to be a big, an Italian Farm City dinner.
You got Rich Leo's attention right now.
Tread lightly.
I'm sure.
And my mom, she doesn't cook anymore at 92 years old, but she used to make the greatest lasagna, and she insisted that it had to be Del Grosso sauce. That was my birthday meal every year, and it was always that was the secret ingredient. Not so secret, but that's great. Joe, I wanted to ask you, recently you had an essay about the responses you got for the survey, and I think you had over 118 responses.
Yeah.
And what was your takeaway, or some of the takeaways from the survey that you administered?
You know what, John? It was kind of what we expected, in that it was a little bit of a mix of people who felt that we were on the right track with a lot of the things that we do. But there are some programs and events that we've been doing for a long, long time that we got some comments saying, some of them may be a little dated.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're looking at the ones that we feel they referenced, with their comments. And it's really for an organization like ours, you have to be as accommodating as you can be to the people who invest in what you do. And so generally we got a lot of comments saying, you're doing great, and you gotta, you're meeting the needs that we have as a business or an organization. But the comments that we got that kind of indicated that, don't rest on your laurels for sure, and take a look at some of the events, like your breakfast, like your business after hours, some of the ones that you've been doing for a long time, and see if you can kind of take a different approach with some of those, or get rid of them altogether. So our staff has met about that. Our board will follow up with some recommendations from our staff, and we'll move forward with it. But a lot of chambers across the country are having a tough time because they refuse to change from what they've done 30 or 40 or long, 50 years ago, mm-hmm. or longer.
Well,
don't want to be one of those.
Well, sure, you guys get high marks on being innovative. You come up with interesting programs and very entrepreneurial. That's obvious. But I guess the flip side is you've got to start looking at the more traditional things you've been doing and make a call as to whether you really should keep those going or not.
Yeah, we recognize that the one thing is that our constituency is changing. Our young professionals in particular are not generally people, business people who have the same appreciation for chambers of commerce or organizations like ours as their fathers and grandfathers and great-grandfathers have had. And so we've got to, you know, spend as much time and effort as possible looking at what their needs are. And the business community, as you know, changes all the time. So,
well, I noticed you've hired a new digital guru, a digital manager, Brittany Mayer.
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, I was a little disappointed you didn't hire me. But when I hear digital, I think fingers and toes. And I guess that's not what you were looking
for. You were one of the finalists.
Pretty good for not submitting an application. But yeah, as soon as you say digital, I know I'm not in the running.
Well, me neither. I have to admit. But yeah, we're excited. Brittany Mayer is a young person with tremendous digital skills and an understanding of the importance of social media and ways that we need to reach the people that we need to reach.
Yeah.
And no longer, you know, we've almost turned off our fax machine. So, you know, it's,
what's a fax machine? They still use that, you know, like the word dial when it comes to a phone. We still use that word, and we use the word fax, but we're not using the faxes or the dial devices anymore.
No, we're not. I have to tell you, we actually have a typewriter still in our office.
Oh.
That when we send out mail, we need something to type the envelopes, and that turns out to be the best option. So we've had some people, young people, come in and apply for positions with us, and they look at that and they wonder what it is, and you know. So,
well, we're running out of time, man. Just anything else you want to bring to everybody's attention, Joe?
No, we've got a busy month coming up as we've talked about before, and we've got the big business excellence dinner next Monday, and so that will get us off and running with a variety of things.
And anybody wants to know anything, just go to your website. That's blairchamber.com, correct?
Yes. Brittany Mayer is also in charge of our website now, and I've already noticed that some of the events and programs coming up are actually on there, and not, you know, from back in March and April. So we're making progress.
I'm clicking on the events calendar link right now. Oh, yeah. It's very nice. Very easy to read here, too, about the, well, you got a president's steering committee, apparently. I'm misreading this. But, this is good. This is good stuff.
Yeah.
So is Brittany from this area, or is she?
Yes, she is.
Okay.
She's a Central High School graduate. She's from Roaring Spring.
Go Dragons.
Has a bachelor's degree and a master's degree from Robert Morris University. So.
All right. Hey, Joe, thanks for stopping in. And again, folks, blairchamber.com. You can find out all that's going on with the chamber. And if your business isn't already a member, you really need to get on board. Joe, thanks so much.
You're welcome, John. Have a good week.
You too, sir. That's Joe Hurd, President and CEO of the Blair Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a quick break for national news, and then referee Rich will be ready to give you the best and most up-to-date and local news and weather here at WRT Mornings, now 60 degrees at 731.